Pascal Diostis heard a call go out for more young people to get involved with city council. Diostis said he is answering that call. Diostis, running for a Stratford City Councillor spot, has a background in finance and has worked as an advisor and served on the board of the Optimist Club for Kamoka Kilworth, when he lived in London. He moved to Stratford in April, however, he plans live in the city for a long time. With experience in business and with boards of directors, Diostis is accustomed to making important decisions with other people and having his voice heard. In conversation with Stratford Today, Diostis said that sustainability is the biggest issue he is focused on. He wants to look at how citizens can be sustainable, whether they are on their own land or renting in apartment buildings. Diostis also suggested that the municipality look at how citizens pay for services. Instead of a blanket tax, citizens could opt in for which services they use and pay for. He argued that if he took care of his own compost and recycling, he should be able to forego those services. He admitted that may not be a viable solution, but those are the kinds of conversations that he wants to have on council. As a newcomer to the city, Diostis does not have an opinion on the current council. For his part, he is pledging to commit to communication, education, and the community. I'm talking to the people who have different opinions on certain things, he explained. Not just talking to the people I know are going to agree with me. Being a part of council is like being on a board or a part of a larger group, Diostis argues. If elected, he looks forward to working with council to get the work done amicably, noting that he is a fellow citizen that wants to operate from a perspective of common sense. In short, I want to take the politics out of politics. Voting in Stratford opened today, Friday, and runs until October 24. Citizens can cast their vote over the phone or online. For a full list of candidates in this year's election, visit here.